pulling him down to the ground face down and putting your knee on the neck for that amount of time is just uncalled for.
Senior officers in the Minneapolis Police Department testifying at the trial of Derek Chauvin, calling the knee into George Floyd's neck unnecessary. The testimony from Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman and Sergeant John Edwards capped an emotional week. This was the fifth day in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer who was accused on three counts of killing Floyd.
News Nation correspondent Brian Enton was there today and has these court highlights.
You were asked about
Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman is the longest serving member of the Minneapolis Police Department. He was called out to 38th in Chicago to investigate shortly after George Floyd's death. And he told the jury Friday he does not agree with the way former officer Derek Chauvin handled the situation.
What is your, your view of that use of force during that time period?
Totally unnecessary.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, pulling him down to the ground face down and putting your knee on the neck for that amount of time is just uncalled for. I saw no reason why the officers felt they were in danger, if that's what they felt.
Lieutenant Zimmerman said a person who is handcuffed like George Floyd was is a minimal threat. But Chauvin's defense pointed out that in some cases, a handcuffed person can still be dangerous.
A person who's handcuffed can still pose a threat, right?
I suppose they could, yeah.
So an officer who is even though he has someone handcuffed, that person could continue to kick the officer.
Suppose. Yeah.
That person could continue to thrash his body around. Agreed?
Sure.
The judge let the jury go home early today for the weekend. Next week, we expect to hear from the Minneapolis police chief and also the medical examiner. The trial is expected to take about another 3 weeks. In Minneapolis, Brian Enton, News Nation.